This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You gotta widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Harper, the swing of his life!
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
All righty, rocking and rolling. Hour number three of our radio program from the Phoenix Convention Center. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We're sponsored today by Werner. Werner, the official ladder of NCAA March Madness and the official ladder of construction professionals everywhere. Reach new heights with Werner, available nationally at Lowe's. And joining us, walking over to the set right now, is the longtime head basketball coach of the Florida State Seminoles. And he, of course, is Coach Leonard Hamilton, kind enough to sit down with us right now and chop it up for a few minutes as we get set for the Final Four that will come your way Saturday evening with Purdue and NC State. And we also have UConn going up against Alabama. Coach, appreciate you giving us a few minutes here. How you been?
Well, it's always nice to come up, hang out with you guys during the Final Four. So, hey, thank you a lot for inviting me.
Let me start you off with NC State. You guys played them towards the end of the season and got a victory up against them. Now the story, it's crazy how quickly it could change. 17-14 before the ACC tournament. They win five games in 5 days, and now here they are in the Final Four. How about the job Kevin Keats has done with his squad?
I think he's done a tremendous job in the climate that we're operating in college sports. To get your guys mentally focused at the right time is very, very important. We have so many distractions that we're learning how to adjust to these days. For him to have somewhat of a up and down regular season, but it says a lot about his ability to relate to the players, to get them all on the same page here toward the end of the season. It's a fabulous job that he's done. Basketball has gotten to the point where there's a lot of parity, so you really don't know what's going to happen from game to game. Most teams are very capable. They are basketball players that have developed all over the United States, and they're all over the place. And so for him to be getting well-heeled and focused at the right time says a lot about him and his staff.
We know DJ Burns is now getting a lot of national attention. He was at Tennessee, then Winthrop, and has landed at NC State. When people talk about him now, they love the personality. They love what he could do on a basketball court. But a lot of people say, we can't really see him going to the NBA. Maybe he should even pursue an NFL career. Since you've been able to game plan for him, just what really stands out to you as a coach when you have to prepare for a DJ Burns?
Well, sometimes you just run into people who have that it factor. And he has the it factor. And the fact that he has unbelievable touch around the basket, great feel for the game, high basketball IQ, soft hands, but he has a unique, unorthodox way of playing. If he catches the ball at the three-point line, he's so big and strong that he can back you down all the way down to the lane. And if you people try to trap him, and obviously he finds open guys all over the place, and they have good shooters, good guys who can attack closeouts. And so he's great in the system that they use, and let's just call it like it is. He's been basically unstoppable going into the ACC tournament, and now into the to the NCAA's, and now into the Final Four. He's a handful.
And I hope they let everyone play on Saturday, because between Edie and Burns, I think the officials are going to be a big factor in this contest.
Well, Edie is in a class of his own. You know, he's a very special youngster that seems to have figured out how to utilize his talents to the best of their abilities. And he's a handful, and no one has stopped him in 4 years.
What do you think his ceiling could be at the next level?
Edie?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's easy to see. I mean, he's who he is. And if a coach can come up with a system that fits him and be also complementary to the other players on the team, I think he's going to have a special career, because what he does is unstoppable. if he catches the ball, he has unbelievable touch. I mean, there's a guy, he catches the ball 6, 7, 8 feet from the basket. He's probably shooting 75-80%. And there aren't very many people tall enough or athletic enough to contest his shot. So he's basically sometimes out there on the court almost by itself. You know, that's the way it looks sometimes, because he makes it look easy.
Leonard Hamilton here with us. You've been doing this for a very long time, and people are wondering how everyone adapts to name, image, and likeness and the transfer portal. Where do you think the game is at right now when we navigate those waters?
Well, I think that my approach has been this. Everybody has an opinion, and sometimes people don't agree with opinions. Let's talk about facts. There have been so many NCAA rules that we've dealt with over the years that some work, some work out, some don't. I would just like to see more people included in the decision-making process. Me voicing my opinion about the pluses and minuses of it, I think makes good for conversation, but I don't think it solves anything. Your opinion against my opinion. I like to see more coaches involved in the decision-making process so we can see how what the powers that be think relates to what the guys who are in the trenches think. But because of the process, that very few coaches are ever invited to the party, we have things developing that sometimes is confusing. And I listen to people, we should do this, we should do that, and this will be better, and this will be better than this and that. For as I'm concerned, that's just conversation.
And sometimes, right, these conversations and these rules, it drives coaches away. I'm wondering, a coach like yourself, why do you continue to coach? Why do you keep on going at it?
Well, coaching to me is a lot more than just how many games you win on the court, how many NCAA games you play. I mean, how many Hall of Fames you in, how many Coach of the Year awards that you have. And I got plenty of those. It's about taking teenagers and nurturing them into young adulthood. You don't really understand the success of a coach until you look 4 or 5 years down the road. What are the players that he has coached that came under his tutelage? What are they doing with their lives? Are they good husbands, fathers, neighbors, citizens? You know, what are they doing? I get pleasure when they want to invite me to their wedding. They want me to meet their fiance. They call me on Christmas. They send me Christmas cards, Father's Day. I hear from them on my birthday. That's really my reward. All this other stuff that we're dealing with now, it comes and it goes. Some I like, some I don't. But I'm not going to let it distract me from doing what I think is the most important job that we have, taking youngsters and teenagers and trying to help them grow into the right kind of young men.
I know you got to run. Last thing I want to ask you, Leonard Hamilton, where do you think the state of your program is at right now? Because it wasn't that long ago we saw you consistently in this tournament.
Well, I think I've been affected. I'm not real sure that I've correctly handled the portal, the changes that we've made. And we've built our program basically from within. And I lost 6 players that put their name in for the draft that I didn't expect to live, to lose. Because it just didn't, in my opinion, it wasn't the best decision for them to make. I miscalculated that. And so instead of having juniors and seniors that were freshmen and sophomores, you know, now I'm coaching guys who've been in. One guy on my team this past season was a junior. He's been in our program the longest. So we got to rearrange our thought process, and we have to, you know, develop an approach that's up to date with the current challenges that we have. And if I was a betting man, I'd bet on us.
I like that answer.
We'll figure it out.
Well, Coach, I know you got to run. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
There he is. He's Leonard Hamilton, the head coach of the Florida State Seminoles, joining us on Radio Row. It is the Zach Gelb Show.
This is Matt Spiegel, and we are off and running with Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. Hear guests like Joe Davis explain the thought process during baseball's biggest games.
You gotta widen the lens. What does this home run mean?
Incredible broadcasters sharing great stories from your favorite teams with new episodes weekly. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.